You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
Sitting on the beach watching transnational criminal scum neoliberal filth.
Yesterday was a big day for New Zealand media, as Stuff was bought by its CEO, Sinéad Boucher, for a dollar from Australia's Nine, while MediaWorks, which owns TV3, has said it will cut 130 jobs. I spoke to AUT's head of journalism, Greg Treadwell, about this, and I first asked about his thoughts on the news.
Well, this was like a bolt out of the blue, I suppose. There was a court case recently in which NZME was arguing that it was still first in the queue and hadn't decided if it wanted to buy Stuff, and then the court actually decided that NZME, for whatever reason, had sort of lost that privileged place. And it made me wonder, well, who else is trying to buy Stuff? And there was all sorts of speculation, and then all of a sudden it turns out to be the CEO, who's got a dollar in her pocket, and the Australian owners of Stuff are happy to sell it to her for a dollar. So the first thought was, this is extremely unusual. You know, that this isn't what we've expected out of media ownership issues over the last decades, really, have just been consolidated in more and more private ownership. Well, I guess this is private, but I'll come back to that in a sec. But in financialized ownership, you know, shareholder ownership. And so we sort of, the ownership of media companies in the private sector anyway, has been in the last few decades increasingly owned by people who aren't very interested in the product, but only in the profits. And so to keep the profits up, they've been cutting newsrooms, and I'm sure you and your listeners are aware of all this. So to have somebody like Sinéad Boucher come forward and say, look, I've got a dollar in my pocket if you sell it to me, and we'll make it New Zealand-owned, and we'll even make it worker-owned, which is a sort of, you know, quite 1950s socialist idea, really. But in fact, she's not ruling out the options for other investors to come on board. So, but at the moment, the only investors she's got are her own staff, and that is just extremely unusual in today's kind of neoliberal economic climate. It's just sort of kind of weird and exciting all at once. So I think in general terms, this is very interesting news. I'm not quite sure I'm prepared to say it's great news yet, but I think it probably will be. There will come a point where we'll say this was a very smart move.
In your opinion, do you think having owned by the CEO, it's much better than Stuff being owned by NZME?
That's a wait-and-see question. Look, I'm sorry to prevaricate on that answer, but I just think, is it going to be better what Sinead's done than NZME owning it? It's almost going to be impossible to tell that. But in terms of the future of the organisation, both options are complex and difficult and have implications around the public interest. But in terms of it being owned by New Zealanders, I think that's a positive thing, yeah.
So could we see more New Zealand media be shifting towards a management owner model in the past future, now Stuff is doing it?
Well, I don't know if this is the beginning of something or not, and to be honest, I'm not quite prepared to sort of pick the future, but I think this has got real potential, and would there be other people who might follow suit later? Possibly, but the Stuff finds itself in a particular situation where essentially its owners didn't want it and were prepared to let it go. And I think the important thing here to note is that this comes, and this is from Sinéad herself, that this comes with no attached debt. So she hasn't bought a company in debt for a dollar. She's bought a company ready to go for a dollar, which is, I'm just not entirely sure that situation is going to be replicated that often. Even if it's a good model, most media organizations are, you know, working with debt and probably not so easily can get just keep that debt while they sell the news organization. So that's obviously what the Stuff owners from Australia have done. So, yes, it's a good model in some ways, but I think we're in a wait-and-find-out situation.
I would like to talk about MediaWorks now. They announced a restructuring yesterday that cuts 130 jobs. What do you think of the future for MediaWorks will be looking?
MediaWorks is doing what NZME did just on, you know, as we went into lockdown, they cut 200 jobs. The future of Media Works is, and you know, TV3 itself has been up in the air for some time now. So, look, the news from Media Works isn't that surprising, but it's not good news. It's bad news, and it was bad news for journalism when NZME let 200 people go as well. Obviously, those aren't all journalists. I think that needs to be sort of made clear. But the number of journalism jobs in New Zealand has shrunk dramatically. Let's remember that the media industry was in crisis before COVID, and in some ways the COVID crisis has accelerated the problems that the media industry was already facing. But it's also possibly accelerated some of the solutions. So, look, it's not a solution for the public to get rid of 180 people out of Media Works, they are commercially owned organisations that make commercial decisions within the private market. The future of Media Works may be more secure as a company, but in terms of service to New Zealanders, I think that it will limit its opportunities to provide that service to some degree for sure. In terms of its future, if you could pick the future of media companies right now, then you'd be a lot cleverer than most people in the world, because this has been a question that's hanging in the air now for we're getting on for years and years and years and years, that the media industry's problems have seemed insoluble. But you know what? COVID may, in fact, just propel us into a new media environment. I think we use in journalism studies the term media ecosystem, and I think that that's a reasonable metaphor, and that when we come through all the trouble we're in, we're going to have quite a different media ecosystem. It's not just what's happening in the private sector with Media Works and Stuff and NZME, but also the government's proposal to merge TVNZ and RNZ, of course, which is going to make a sort of a mega public broadcaster. And that will also shift the balance of information services in the market.
Speaking of the government, do you think now Stuff has moved to local ownership, it could influence the government to put a more bigger media bailout package for companies?
Well,
now it's locally owned.
Well, that's right. And I think that is probably going to be a little bit more encouraging for the government. But because the government understandably would be a little bit more reluctant to bail out a company that was in fact an Australian company but let's remember that whoever the owners are, these are New Zealand journalists working in New Zealand newsrooms providing New Zealand news for the New Zealand audiences, and I hope that that's where the government focuses its support rather than just who owns it. But your point isn't a bad one. As a locally owned organisation, the government may well be keener to support it. But let's not forget that the ownership of Stuff is not really clear yet. So, and Sinead Bouch has been quite open about that. She's bought it for a dollar. She's the only current shareholder. She will be selling shares to her workers and other groups as well. So who knows who those other groups are going to be. If she requires finance to make it all viable, it may have to come from overseas. I'm not saying it will. I don't know. But she has said that currently they can pay their bills and their wages as advertising picks up again. So, she seems confident that this is a go-ahead business now. And I think that's just great news for audiences. And the government could just focus, I think, on supporting New Zealanders who need news rather than whether it's who owns the company.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.